Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood. The Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
Rapper Fat Joe turned himself into prison to serve his 4-month sentence for tax evasion. He's officially in custody at the Federal Detention Center in Miami. He pled guilty in December for evading taxes for the years 2007 and 8 for more than $1 million. Singer Johnny Gill has filed a lawsuit against the Four Seasons Hotel, claiming they didn't intervene when a drunk man hurled racial insults at him and beat him so badly that he was unable to perform. The incident occurred 2 years ago in Beverly Hills. Gill is seeking $1 million in damages for negligence, failure to intervene, failure to exercise reasonable care, pain and suffering, and medical expenses. Rapper Too Short won't serve any jail time for trying to run from cops during his DUI arrest after cutting a deal. As previously reported, he was arrested in March on suspicion of DUI, but during the arrest fled the scene. He was charged with 7 different counts but pled no contest to driving with a blood alcohol level of 0.08 or higher. In exchange, all the other charges were dismissed. He was sentenced to 3 years probation, fines, and alcohol education classes. Jay-Z and Rockaware are being sued by Hood Love Inc., a company dedicated to improving poverty-stricken communities, for using the phrase Hood Love all over their t-shirts. Hood Love says it owned their trademark since 2006 and claimed Jay-Z and his company started making money off of them and confusing the public and trading off on their good name. They're suing for profits and also want the Rockaware apparel pulled from the stores. Speaking of lawsuits, rapper Drake is being sued by his former stylist, who claims he's owed over $76,000, including consulting services, hotel bills, plane tickets, and endless shopping expenses. Michael Raphael says that Drake hired him last August for consulting services at a monthly rate of $39,000. According to the suit, the wages did not cover all the expenses, and he had to come out of his own pocket. As previously reported, rapper Juicy J is offering a $50,000 scholarship to the winner of a twerking contest. However, there are some who think it's an embarrassment. Seeka the Teacher, head of the Hip Hop Liberation Army, along with colleagues, are calling for a boycott of the rapper's CD. They said there's no honor in getting a scholarship for shaking your behind, and it's very degrading.